You know, you're always looking for that edge, that new development in AI, trying to stay ahead of the curve.
Absolutely.
Well, today's deep dive, right up your alley.
Okay.
We're diving deep into OpenAI's latest move,
I'm interested.
a massive funding round
A massive.
to figure out what it all means, for the future of AI.
All right.
And our guide for all this is a WebPro News article.
Okay.
It's even aptly titled, really, OpenAI Closes $6.6 Billion Funding Round.
6.6 billion with a B.
Billion with a B.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, just from that headline alone, what's the first thing that jumps out at you?
Well, just the sheer scale is just incredible. I mean, that $6.6 billion figure, that's not chump change. You know, it really signals to everyone paying attention, to the whole tech world, that somebody's betting big on OpenAI. I mean, they're going to be a major player, maybe the next, tech titan.
So let's unpack this a little bit. The article mentions OpenAI is valued now, get this, at $157 billion.
100 and.
$157 billion. That's bigger than some countries.
That's
What do you
unbelievable.
make of that?
Well, to me, it says that people are seeing OpenAI as more than just, another tech company. They're not just developing some cool new piece of technology. They're backing a potential future where OpenAI is calling the shots.
So it's not just about developing a fun new feature for ChatGPT.
Right.
This isn't just, a fun new AI chatbot.
Yeah.
This funding news comes right on the heels of OpenAI's transition from a nonprofit to a for-profit company. Do you think this means a shift in how they're approaching their research and development?
That is a good question because they've always positioned themselves as trying to develop AI ethically. This move to for profit definitely suggests they're putting more emphasis on products with commercial viability.
So how does that tie back into this massive funding? What are they going to be doing with all that cash?
Well, I mean, developing AI, especially the kind of cutting-edge stuff OpenAI is known for, that's not cheap. We're
Okay.
talking massive computing power, hiring all the best people, constant experimentation. They need a lot of money to operate on this scale.
Yeah, the article really emphasizes that OpenAI and other AI companies like them are spending money incredibly fast to develop their technology.
Oh, yeah.
Makes you wonder if it's not just about staying ahead, but it's about outpacing all the competition by a long shot.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at how fast AI is developing right now. This funding isn't just about keeping up, it's about setting the pace for everyone else.
You've been following AI really closely.
I try.
And $6.6 billion, that's a huge vote of confidence. What do you think they're cooking up that needs that level of investment?
Well, it's hard to say for sure, but I don't think it's just about tweaking what they already have. I think we could be talking about completely new AI applications, huge infrastructure projects, maybe even buying other companies. They're playing for keeps in a high-stakes
It's
game.
like they're putting all their chips on the table.
Exactly. And they've got a few aces up their sleeve already. They're not just sitting on a pile of cash. They've got something with serious real-world impact already.
You're talking about ChatGPT. The
Exactly.
article mentions over 250 million weekly users. That's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
What does that signal to you in light of this funding?
It means they're not just playing around in a lab somewhere. They've actually got something that people are using, and not just a few people, millions. They're in a really strong position to shape the industry.
It's incredible how fast things have changed. It seems like one minute AI was this abstract concept, and the next minute, millions of people are using it to write poems and code websites,
Yeah.
ChatGPT, the whole thing.
And it's only going to get bigger. As these AI tools get more sophisticated and easier to use, that adoption rate's just going to explode. OpenAI is betting big that this is the next smartphone, the next internet.
So we've got all this money, a rapidly growing user base. Where does it all lead? What's the end game?
The million-dollar question, right? Well, the article hints at a few possibilities. For one, they're talking about significantly increasing the price of ChatGPT Plus, their premium service.
Right, there were those rumors about it going up to $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
Although the article mentions that's probably not accurate. But still, even a smaller increase could be huge for a service with this many users.
Huh?
What do you make of that strategy?
It tells me they're looking for ways to make money, to monetize that user base. With the resources they have now, they can develop some really advanced features, maybe create different tiers of service, give paying customers access to the really powerful tools.
Makes you wonder who those high-paying customers might be. Is it just going to be individuals, or are they targeting a different kind of user?
Well, they'll keep the individual subscriptions, I'm sure, but they're probably looking at the enterprise market too. Big businesses, government agencies, research institutions, they all need powerful AI solutions, and they can afford to pay for them.
So they're playing in the big leagues now, attracting huge investments, tons of users, and now maybe catering to these high-paying clients. It seems like they're really setting themselves up to be the gatekeeper of AI.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. With this kind of money, they have the power to really shape the whole AI landscape, and not just with their own stuff, but by deciding who else gets the resources to succeed.
We've talked a lot about their ambitions, but what does it all mean for the average person? What should we be watching for as this all plays out?
I think the biggest thing is access. As these AI tools get more and more powerful, will everyone be able to use them? Or will it just be those who can afford it?
That's a really good point. Mm-hmm. It's one thing for AI to be a novelty, fun tool, but it's a whole different ballgame if it starts affecting things like jobs and access to information.
Exactly. And then there's the whole ethical side of things. The more sophisticated AI gets, the more we have to think about things like bias, transparency, accountability. Those questions are going to become more and more important.
It's almost like we're standing at the edge of something brand new. We have this incredible technology, could change everything, but there's always the potential for unintended consequences.
Right. Technology is never neutral. It always reflects the values and the priorities of the people who create it. We're entering a new era of AI, and it's up to all of us to decide what we want that future to look like.
You've given us a lot to think about today, that's for sure. OpenAI is making some really bold moves, and the whole field of AI is changing so rapidly. Any final thoughts before we wrap things up?
Just this. Stay curious, stay informed, and don't be afraid to ask the hard questions. The future of AI is being written right now, and we all need to be a part of that conversation.
I couldn't agree more. Well, there you have it, a deep dive into OpenAI's big bet on the future of AI. Thanks for joining us.